Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board. Join with us as we face the issues each and every day. I look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And if you're tuned in by way of internet, that's 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're asking the question today, why vote? Why vote? Our election is coming up in just a few days. Many have the philosophy and the attitude, my vote doesn't count. Many have the philosophy and the attitude that I just not going to bother with it. Things are going to pot anyway, so why should I bother with it? Many have the philosophy and the attitude that, you know, my one vote doesn't count, and so therefore why waste my time? After all, the government's going to do what the government wants to do anyway. And I could go on and on with excuses, may I say lame excuses, that I've heard through multitudes down through the years, and I'm still less than 100 years old, and I can say to you that since I registered to vote less than 100 years ago, I've not missed a local, state, or national election. I believe that we have the right, as dual citizens, we're citizens in this world, and we're citizens in heaven if we're saved. We have dual citizenship. We have a responsibility in both. And as I speak today, I pray that you'll join the dialogue and discussion on that subject. We'll be talking about multiple reasons why we should vote. We'll be looking at, if we do not vote, what happens? If we vote for a socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic candidate, what happens if we cast that ballot? We're looking at whether or not we're going to preserve a constitutional republic or be ushered into a socialist, Marxist, banana republic. But let me state to you very clearly and concisely, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is very, very clear, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We also find in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is the reproach to any people. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. When Jesus was speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further he states in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, we need to depend on when we make decisions and choices on any aspect or issue in life. It is the truth book, and the scripture is very clear. It's the truth of the Lord that endures forever, according to Psalms 117:2. So as we face the issues, let me commend to you the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God as the only source of truth. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what we say about truth, we're still in a society that disdains and dislikes, disagrees with anyone that will stand for truth. It's brings about the socialist secularist mindset of George Orwell when he said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that in full-blown fruition, even in the society in which we're living in today. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. I use it to remind us each and every day, this time on this broadcast. Faithful Christian Jan Hus says, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, truth may not be accepted. Truth may not be embraced. Truth may not be, relished. But truth is nevertheless the stand that we should take as Christians. And the truth book, the Word of God, is the only foundation that we need to stand on in the world that we're living in today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located right in the heart of Mandarin, the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165 feet there. Huge, huge, huge U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment at Tools for Time. They're closed on Sunday so that you can worship with the family of God and the house of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, you're invited to drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does placing you in the home and the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That's the telephone call that gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comment, dialogue, and discussion on this very serious, very important broadcast, very timely broadcast today. The question is, why vote? We live in a very dangerous society, if you've not noticed it. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, may I say there are multitudes of Americans that are seemingly completely unaware of the condition of our constitutional republic. May I say to you today, ladies and gentlemen, as never before, our nation's morals, ethics, values, the faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, under assault, as never before. Ladies and gentlemen, the assault is not from, although we have assaults from the outside, yes. Although we're having today, I believe we're in war with Russia by proxy in the Ukraine. I believe it's the spark going into World War III, no question about that. I believe that more and more people are seeing that. I've said that for the past 9 months since Russia invaded Ukraine. I believe that that's where we're headed on the global World War III. And I believe we're going to see major, major catastrophic results in the next 6 to 12 months. But ladies and gentlemen, the real enemy that we're faced with today is not necessarily from the outside. It is the looming, how would you say, assault by the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party in America today. If you want to understand that, if you fail to recognize that, the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party today is focused on about four or five things, and I'll just quickly cover these. Then we're going to introduce our guest for today that I believe will make this more vivid in your hearts and minds. But the Democratic Party is focused today on murder by way of abortion. Stacey Abrams just recently said, abortion saves money. She was asked the question about the high price of gas and the cost of living, the inflation that's taking place. And the question was asked her about her stand on abortion. And she said, the whole problem is if you don't have children, if you basically abort the child, you don't have to worry about high prices of gas and high prices of food. So she has the idea that abortion saves money and stays off inflation. Second thing is, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party is focused on today. They focused on destroying the youth, the transsexual mutilation of our teens and preteens today is an alarming thing. I don't know if you're aware of the total details, but I believe the last statistical data that I had on that said about 146,000 American teenagers had been mutilated with the transsexual surgeries. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a little parenthetical footnote to that. Do you realize with the transitional surgeries, with the mutilation of the bodies of whether it's the boys or the girls, it sterilizes them for life. It stops any reproduction for life. I believe that's part of the globalist mindset of some type of genocide to reduce the population on the face of the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Socialist Nationalist Party, the Democratic left, they are focused on today the sexualization of our children in school, teaching them raw pornography, materials that should not be taught in any classroom, recruiting them into the LGBTQ agenda. Take your child out of that public school. Take, ladies and gentlemen, I've said for 50 years, not just in the current era, I've said for 50 years, a parent would be better off to have a child that is academically a dummy than to destroy their morals, the ethics, and the values in the governmentally controlled school system. Now, I know many would say, well, you know, school wasn't that bad when I was in school. Well, I could say the same. But the schools today are not the schools of yesteryear. The public schools today are not the schools of grandma and grandpa, even a mom and dad today, as they were yesteryear. But ladies and gentlemen, the other thing that we see in relationship to what is happening with the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party is their stand where parents are being persecuted and prosecuted just because they confront the school boards about what they're teaching the kids in school. Yes, you're right. The DOJ, the FBI, going after parents as never before in America, going after anyone that stands out on the sidewalk against waving the sign against abortion. They have raided homes, arrested pastors, handcuffed families, put them in jail, charging them with a crime that could be years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it is incumbent upon us to recognize where we stand in America. Franklin Graham in Decision Magazine, the September 2022 issue, said this: "There's no doubt that the culture has changed radically in a very short time. We have gone from a society that recognized and encouraged the sanctity of life and marriage to one that is variantly anti-life and constantly undermines the pivotal role of a stable family. Drugs, violence, immorality of every kind have swept over our entire world in ways that we never could imagine just a few decades ago. Hostility toward Christianity and believers is found in virtually every segment of society, in education, politics, and the public square today. What really troubles me," Franklin Graham says, "is the number of pulpits that fall prey to the whims of culture and fail miserably to declare the truth of God's word. Far too many preachers are afraid of what their peers may say or what their congregations may think if they boldly proclaim the scriptures. Shame on them," Franklin Graham says. "The Bible has a lot to say about shepherds who lead their flocks astray by failing to feed them on the truth of scripture. If you're in a church where the word of God is not fully proclaimed and the commands of the scripture are compromised, get out of that church. Find a church home where scripture is treasured and preached undiluted. Culture may say that homosexuality is okay. Well, it's not okay with God. In Romans, he warns us that because people turn their backs on him, his wrath will be poured out against all unrighteousness and ungodliness," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that sets the stage pretty well for what we need to do in relationship to vote. Do you ask why vote? Why vote? Vote so that we can deliver our city, our county, our state, our nation from the brink of absolute destruction as we know it and have known it for so long. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very clear in the scripture. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 15, we read these words: "He that justifieth the wicked, and he that commendeth the just, condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord." I don't know of any scripture in the Word of God, any single verse, that describes what we're faced with in America any better than that. "He that justifieth the wicked," that's the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party, called Democrats, "and he that condemneth the just," that's the Democratic Party, "even they both are an abomination to the Lord." Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we change. I believe it's time we make a decision that we're going to take a stand, that we're going to vote, and we're going to be obedient to the Word of God and that which we decide and what party we determine is going to best represent us and the candidates in particular that needs to be placed in office to represent us as Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have a candidate with us today. In fact, as I introduce the candidate, I want to introduce it this way. Listen carefully. I want us to make welcome today the next Florida District 13 representative, La Sierra Maslin. I want to welcome La Sierra to the show today. La Sierra, thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule to join the broadcast today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. I would always make time to join your show, Dr. Youngblood. You've been so accommodating and just such a blessing to my life. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm thankful for the work that you're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've not heard La Sierra speak, if you've not met her, then I pray that this will be an opportunity for you to do so. We have about 20 days now before the final day of election. Now, personally, La Sierra, I don't know what others think, but I like to vote on election day. I don't like the early voting. I don't like the mail-in ballots. And there are a lot of people that are accommodated by that. That's okay if it's done legally. But I like to just meet and greet people in the process of that actual day of election. So I'm looking forward to November the 8th when we can cast our ballots. And I'm praying that our listeners will be tuned in today with keen ears as to what we're saying in relationship to that. La Sierra, you're running for District 13 for the Florida House. Many of our listeners may have heard you before. Some of them that's tuned in today may not have heard you at all. So would you take just a moment to give us a brief introduction of yourself, your campaign? Give us an update on your campaign. Where do you stand? What have you found that's unusual? What have you discovered that's been, how would you say, alarming to you as you've been door knocking house to house and greeting people and asking them for their votes? Tell us a little about your campaign.
Absolutely. So I'm La Sierra Maslin. I am running no party affiliation. I am your conservative representative in this race. My opponent is a Democrat. I am a woman of God. I am a mother, wife, and an entrepreneur. I have been running in this campaign since about February. I was not in the primaries in August, so I've always been at the general election November 8th. And what I've been learning and just finding out is that this way is just like the way that you take when you're journeying with the Lord. It's a way that is holy, that is sweet, and you often find yourself by yourself. And so as I've been running in PA and just running because I don't want to find myself in these various cliques, if you will, I've learned that, you know what, the Lord has my back and he's made provisions. He's made a way. He's just, you know, basically just laid out a red carpet on my behalf, no matter where I go or who I talk to. Some of the concerns I've noticed just dealing, having various community events as well as knocking on doors, I am sensing and folks are telling me they are ready for a change. They are registered Republican, they're registered Democrat, but then the heart is far from that. They're so ready for a change and for a new direction. And so the MPA stance has been totally working in my favor. You all wouldn't even believe. People are truly stating, hey, I'm independent. You know, I am, you know, of them that are believers. And I believe that, you know, I wasn't born into the world with the party. And so therefore, I'm not leaving the world. So I definitely have their vote. I'm also very, very conscious of the fact that people are not, you know, so trustworthy into the vote. They're not there. You know, the 2020 election really kind of put a damper on some of the hearts. And then I often get people right after this radio show, Dr. Youngblood, I get them calling me, and they're so convicted by some of the things that I'm saying that they don't call into the radio show. They want to have like a private conversation. And so that's been a blessing. And so if that is you, I just want to just encourage you all to just, you know, stand firmly in your faith, believing regardless of the fact and doing your due diligence and going to the ballot, voting, because we want to make sure we do what those of them that have fought, bled and died and sacrificed on our behalf so that we could freely allow the government to hear our voices.
Amen. LaSierra, may I say this to our listeners? LaSierra is running for District 13 as Florida House of Representatives member. But once sworn into office, she represents all of the state of Florida, not just her district, but the state of Florida. So this is the reason I'm so passionate about finding candidates that take the stand, moral, ethical, biblical, Christian stand that LaSierra is taking. And it's an opportunity, I believe, for we the people to encourage her, pray for her, and if you're in that district, to absolutely vote for LaSierra Maslin. LaSierra, several things that's recently come up, and I know that you are concerned about them. We've talked before. There's a push with the Biden administration, and the trickle-down would mean that the present District 13 representative stands against gun ownership, against the opportunity of the Second Amendment right. Share with our listeners your clear position on the Second Amendment, that is, the right to keep and bear arms. Is it something that Absolutely. Should be, is it something, in your opinion, that right, is it something that needs to be modified? Because bad people with guns kill people. Should we take guns away from legitimate gun owners to defend their families and their homes? What is your position? Articulate to our listeners your position on the Second Amendment and why.
So I am all for our Second Amendment right, and what I often say is our God-given right. It is our God-given right to protect ourselves and our families. I believe 95% of the country is working hard, doing what they need to do, going about their daily lives. And then you have those criminals that want to come in and steal, kill, destroy things. And so I'm all for us keeping every gun, every weapon for ourselves. I don't believe that in gun reform. I don't believe in criminal reform, or however they want to word it and make it, you know, tricky for you to really understand the position they want to make it seem like, oh, let's just get all the guns off the street, you know, so crime can go down. If that was possible, it would have happened already. And the gun industry is a multi-million dollar industry. So criminals are constantly around the clock getting their guns and doing what they need to do illegally. And so if we were to vote in someone, which is typically the Democrats, that will say gun reform, we are basically stripping away our rights to protect ourselves. I don't believe in this whole theory about, well, it's the mental disabled ones that are getting access to the AR-15s. And because of that, we need to strip all of the Americans of that. We don't, in the whole narrative about we don't need them. That is not what I see, and that is not what I feel, nor do I believe in. As I stated, every American should have every right to every gun, regardless of the fact. What we need to do is address the mental disabled. Those are that are mentally disturbed, which is a very small portion of people, and we need to set up facilities and programs to assist them, but not take a small percentage and then punish the entire the majority. So I stand wholeheartedly with the Second Amendment right.
Amen. Well, what our listeners may or may not know, the right to keep and bear arms is codified in the scripture. It's to be, and it's confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court several times. And I use the term, it's to be carried out by we the people. That Second Amendment rights given to us to defend. By the way, LaSierra, for those that may not understand, Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is not for us to have the right to go hunting or fishing. It's the right to protect ourselves, and from our founding fathers' position, to protect ourselves from the encroachment of government upon our freedoms. And that's something that I think our listeners need to understand. So I'm thankful for your stand on that. LaSierra, there are two or three things that have taken place in the past year in the state of Florida. And we have passed legislation that restricts abortion up to the 15th week. I'm of the persuasion that abortion should be illegal. That's murder. Should be illegal across the board. Tell us your position. Does Florida need a stronger abortion law? Does Florida need to have people like Charlie Crist? And if I can tuck in this little thought, Charlie Crist is running for governor. He's running on the premise that state of Florida will vote him in because he says there should be zip, zero, no restrictions on abortion. Anytime, any place, up to the day of delivery is Charlie Crist's position. Do you believe that's the position of the Floridians? Do you believe that is the position that honors God? Do you believe that we need to have strong abortion laws that will say abortion is illegal at any stage because it's murder? What's your position? Articulate that for our listeners.
Absolutely. So abortion is murder. I'm right there with you, Dr. Youngblood. It is murder. We do need to have abortion abolished in every form. I don't buy into this narrative about incest and rape when that's happening less than 0.5% of the time. Okay. I'm also very sensitive to the fact because it is the number one killer of the Black community. The Black community is producing less children than that are being born due to abortion. This is something that is a complete outrage and no one is talking about. So this is not just about because obviously God gives life. That is the most important fact that everyone, every believer should be on the side of. But this is also affecting an entire race. So if you're still voting and stating that, oh, abortion is health care, you are a liar, okay? Because there are 27 contraceptives that a woman can have, which is free of charge, that is given to her prior to her becoming pregnant with a child. And so, and that is what I'm in stance with and willing to put forth and educate women to know about the 27 contraceptives that are free to you, regardless of your income, to be educated on. I often have this conversation when I'm knocking on doors and when I'm in the community, and most people have not even visited a pregnancy clinic. Why? No one's talking about pregnancy clinics and the resources that they provide. There are several nonprofit organizations that provide resources and safe havens for children and for mothers, expected mothers as well. Again, having these conversations, people are just basically repeating what they hear on the news and are not informed about the contraceptives. I often hear the response of, oh, I don't need that. But it's not about what you need. It's how you're voting. You know, if this is not the position you're in, you shouldn't be promoting and voting in the direction of killing babies. And so my stance completely is to have the child. And first and foremost, get educated on what your options are and make a decision, because by the age of being pregnant, a lot of times folks are aware of what produces a child. So it's not like we're uninformed and we don't realize sex creates a child. We all came from a pregnancy. We all came from intercourse between a man and a woman. And so therefore we know that it's life. So this other foolishness talking about it's just a blob of cells, all of that is irrelevant. And it's just an underlying way of trying to avoid the real issue, which is, first of all, God gives life. And then second of all, it is abolishing an entire race.
You touched on that, and we've got about 45 seconds before our news break. But many people do not realize that Margaret Sanger, which is the precursor, the forerunner, the founder of what is today's Planned Parenthood, her whole goal was to destroy the Black race. And most of the abortion centers are located in communities that give convenient 80%. Access to the convenient access to the Black communities for the murder of Black babies. And it's across the board with all races, but it's primarily in that area. And yet, LaSierra, your opponent is for abortion at any stage, at any time. LaSierra, hang in there. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.